Sisters, attend to my ditty, which with a sorrowful heart I raise. 'Tis of a damsel, the more is the pity, who with strong poison did end her days. Fair Eleanor, this lass was named John, the cause of all her woe. Sighing, she said, though I here may be blamed, nobody knows what I undergo. In my soft breast is a secret fire, which by the power of love increased. Nothing but death is my earnest desire, hoping thereby I shall be released. For I have lost my dearest jewel, this to my grief, alas, I know. My dearest Johnny, oh, why now so cruel? You little think what I undergo. Here do I languish by you unlamented, now my poor innocent heart's betrayed. How can you any way here be contented, when you have ruined a harmless maid? To me you have been most false-hearted, proving my final overthrow. Since from my presence you have departed, nobody knows what I undergo. Every vein in my heart now does tingle, while I in sorrow am left alone. Many sad sighs with my tears I mingle, while to the world here I make my moan. Oh, that I might but once behold him, then would it expiate my woe. But in my arms I shall never unfold him, nobody knows what I undergo. Down from her eyes the tears flowed like a fountain, being surrounded with care and grief. And though her sorrow she still was recanting, there was no creature to yield relief. Many a bitter sigh she giving, while her poor heart was sunk full low, said she, I here am a weary of living, nobody knows what I undergo. In her strange fancy ran many a notion, before the passion of love was past. At length it was to prepare a sad potion, the which bereaved her of life at last. Then as in torments she lay dying, being oppressed with grief and woe, wringing her hands like a lover and crying, nobody knows what I undergo. Farewell, farewell to my dearest forever, I must submit to the hand of fate. If that you here would afford me your pity, now you would find it is far too late. Then with those words she did expire, saying to die, I am afraid. All her relations and friends that was nigh her wept for to hear the sad moan she made. Here have I given a perfect relation of a young damsel that died, you hear. Through her false lover's dissimulation, who can forbear now to shed a tear? True love abused, it is such a trial, that there is few thorough it can wait. Therefore, O young man, now learn to be loyal. Think of the sorrowful end she made.